so often, just when I'm alone. I can't help the longing I'll feel when I'm alone.
Hi there. It's Terry Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and it is Wednesday night, and I'm very happy to be here. We're going to have a very nice, wonderful guest this evening. Her name is Laura Eisenhower, Laura Magdalene Eisenhower, and many people will be familiar with her and her work, and I'm going to have her give you her website when she comes on with me in just a few minutes. But at any rate, she'll be joining me in about 5 minutes. I have a few updates that I wanted to give out to people. First of all, we have the LNN conference, which many people have already purchased and are well aware of. This is a very stellar conference that happened, video conference, one of the first of its kind using Skype and live stream simultaneously. The reason we use Skype and live stream, by the way, is because with Skype, there's very little downtime between when one person speaks and when another person speaks. And in a kind of a conversational format, which is what the Camelot Roundtable is all about, that's exactly what you want to have. We've experimented with a lot of different software out there, including the live stream studio, and we're unable to get what we needed, which was a lack of delay between, again, when one person speaks and the next one. Otherwise, you have this kind of ridiculous delay happening where the software is reformulating itself, so to speak. So at any rate, we did release that about a week ago, I think it is now, and that was on the 24th of June that the actual event happened. We had a number of very impressive speakers on the conference. We had Richard C. Hoagland, as many people will be familiar. Andy Lloyd, people will know him by his book, The Dark Star, who spent 10 years researching what some people call Planet X, what he calls the brown dwarf. Keith Hunter, who is basically pretty new on the scene, but a very wonderful researcher and has an excellent book out called The Lost Age of High Knowledge that I highly recommend. Carl Johan Kalaman, who is famous for his sort of interpretation of the Mayan calendar and his research in that regard. And Joseph Farrell, who is one of the interviewees of Project Camelot, and he is an expert on the link to the Nazis going throughout history and up to the present day. And his theories on that are becoming very well known, I believe. And so that grouping was a very sort of eclectic group to get together and have a conversation about LNN. Many people brought years of research to the table, including Richard Hoagland, who has basically been outing NASA and the misleading information there for years and years and years. As many people will know, his work from coast to coast, AM. But what happened also was that we also had whistleblower testimony, and some of my whistleblower testimony was matching with some of Richard's behind-the-scenes contact information that he was getting from various people. So all in all, it became a very, very interesting dialogue. There's a lot of science involved in this particular conference, unlike many of the things that we do. And I think that a lot of people will find it fascinating. So I do encourage you to go to projectcamelot.tv. And the reason it is for sale is because basically we're trying to finance Project Camelot, as well as all of the speakers, and keep all their wonderful research coming. And this is one of the few ways in which all of us have to make any money at all. It's actually very reasonably priced for a 5-hour conference. We spent actually literally weeks preparing for this and getting the technical to happen smoothly, et cetera. And I have to thank my webmaster, Tommy Hansen, and Zoe. Zoe is our web admin, and I want to thank her very much as well. Zoe Quinn, I think, is her last name. At any rate, they did a stellar job in keeping everybody on track and in training everyone on the technology to make sure it happened smoothly. It wasn't completely perfect, as people will see when we started out, but for the most part, it went very, very smoothly. And we had quite an audience. We continue to have a very good audience out there. We have gotten the latest person who was stealing the stream and putting it up on a well-known website to take it down. Again, this kind of thing does cut into any possibility for us to do future conferences. The live stream itself is extremely expensive on a monthly basis, cost something in the vicinity of, I believe, something like $30,000 a year, and it's something like $1,200 a month, which for us is quite a bit of money. If we aren't able to raise the right the amount of money, we will have to cease these kinds of conferences, and that would be very unfortunate, or resort to using free live stream, and that has commercials which would interrupt constantly. So I hope that people listening will understand why we're doing what we're doing. Everything else on Camelot is virtually free, except these live events that I put on with groups. And we are also having an Awaken Aware conference, which will be in September 23rd, 24th, and 25th. I encourage you to buy tickets now for that. We do think we're going to sell out this year. There is only space for 700, and it is being put on in the L.A. area. We believe we're going to have some mystery guests behind the scene, and in addition to our stellar lineup there. And it is also extremely reasonably priced. A really amazing group of speakers, I have to say. We have Duncan O'Finian and a surprise guest who will be coming forward as a super soldier. For the first time, we've got Nassim Harriman, Richard C. Hoagland, Sean David Morton, Graham Hancock, David Wilcock, Bob Dean, Rich Dolan, Miriam Delicato, and Marcia Schaefer, and of course myself and Bill Ryan from Project Camelot. So that will be really a jam-packed event. It starts on a Friday night. We have a speech by Duncan O'Finian and his surprise guest, and then we will go into a whole sort of party and have some live music, and it's basically a meet the speakers party for networking, etc. Then we really get started on the Saturday and have nonstop back-to-back speakers all day long. And into the evening, we're actually doing an evening panel discussion, and all the speakers are going to be present at that time, and we will be allowing the audience to ask questions. Considering this is also going to be right around the time when Elenin is making one of its closest pass-bys to Earth, September 11th, I believe, is the date, and then some people are saying September 26, 27 is the NASA date. So we've got a lot of things going on during that time. It is being held at the Irvine Airport Hilton. It's apparently a very nice venue, and we've given you discounted hotel rooms in case you want to fly in for that. So I think I've covered everything. There's more there. We're also having live music on the Saturday night, and we're inviting some stars to celebrities that are local, that are into this sector, to make an appearance, to come in and get familiar with the material. We want them to start to educate themselves and to get the word out in Hollywood and around the world, as our mission is always to get the truth out. So is Laura Eisenhower, is she on the call yet?
Yes.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good. How are you, Terry?
I'm great. I'm doing really well. Very glad to hear your voice. Are you able to hear me?
Yes. You can hear me okay.
Yeah, we can hear you. You're a little bit muffled, but I can hear you okay. I think we'll be able to go with this. Are you on Skype?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry that didn't work out. Okay, hopefully this will maintain the connection here. Do let us know if there's any issue for you going forward through the next 2 hours. It's kind of hard to do this probably on the cell phone the way you're doing it. But at any rate, so Laura, what I started out with, and I really wanted you to introduce yourself, because I feel you have such a unusual background, and there are many things that I have questions about, and I'm really excited about this first time when we get to sit down and do a one-on-one, because I've been in group things with you, but I've never been able to ask you, direct questions about your background and so on. So could you ask, could you tell people about your website, first of all, to direct them there, and then at the same time introduce yourself?
Yes, my website's CosmicGaia2012.com. And basically, to introduce myself, I am a cosmic mythologist, I guess you could say, a global alchemist. I do clairvoyant readings, and I just really speak about Gaia Sophia, the planetary body of an organism, its multidimensional nature, and the divine feminine and the return of that into sacred union in order to rebalance our planet and resolve the invasions that we're dealing with. I'm also the great-granddaughter of Dwight David Eisenhower, and in a lot of ways have taken on some pretty intense things starting from the time of my childhood in regards to the military-industrial complex. It's also called by some the military-industrial extraterrestrial complex, and how that ties into mythology, archetypes, the more esoteric world, the occult, and how it's used on top of other things to really distort the divine plan and lead us astray. So that's basically where I'm coming from. Sort of grew up all over the place and am, you know, just doing a lot of work and projects and conferences lately to just really awaken the truth within.
Okay, lovely. Now I'm getting, we have a chat room, by the way, and the link is on the front page of ProjectCamelot.org. If you go to the front page and scroll to the radio show, you'll see a link to Laura's website there, and you will also see a link to the chat. You can just sign in with whatever name you want to use and join us on the chat. I do encourage questions to be put in caps, all caps, so that we can distinguish it easily and quickly from the rest of the chat. But we will take questions at some point during this the two-hour show here. So some people are asking for your website URL. They said it was a bit muffled. So if you could repeat that, and then I do have some questions here.
Yes, Cosmic, C-O-S-M-I-C, Gaia, G-A-I-A, 2012.com.
Okay, Cosmic Gaia.
There's no problem with the server right now. Excuse me?
Yeah. CosmicGaia2012.com. But there is a link, again, for people that are listening on the chat. Yes, there's one on the chat. But on my website, on the front page, on Whistleblower Radio, we have a link to her site, as well as on ProjectCamelotProductions.com. So three places on my website we have links to your to this show and to this site as well for people, as well as the chat link. So what I am wondering in terms of your background and what you say, the extraterrestrial military-industrial complex, I think you called it something like that.
Yeah,
well said. I agree completely. I think when people are assessing the political situation, they do not address our relationships with various ET races, and without that, you can't get the big picture. Or even really be able to intelligently come to any conclusions about what's really going on here on Earth and even off-world, because we do have bases elsewhere at this point. So what I would love you to do is talk a little bit about your relationship with your very famous grandfather. It's your grandfather, right?
Great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather. Okay. Did you know him?
No, I met his wife, though, and stayed at the farm, the Gettysburg Farm, when I was a kid. But I did have a lot of contact with him as a spirit, in regards to really my path. And what's interesting is a lot of people, of psychic orientation have noticed his presence with me. I went to a clairvoyant institute for a little while and was sitting in on some sessions, and somebody said, Eisenhower's here, you know, like in the room. And I went to the person at the end of it, and I said, oh, did you know I was related to him? Because at that time I wasn't using the name. I had a stepdad's last name. And they said, oh, no, we didn't know that. But anyway, he's with you. He's always around you. I said, okay. And somebody else had mentioned that they had visitations right before we did our roundtable on, I think it was Mars, and that he was concerned of certain people that might be tuning in and to be careful of what I say. So I found that kind of interesting. So, yeah, there's definitely a connection. We are very much together, And I noticed that when I was a child, and I've told people before that I was confused about why this bald guy was showing up and what this was all about, and I recognized him as a family member and then really began to understand what he was about historically. But then, of course, dug a lot deeper than most family members, which is what we're going to be getting into, of course, when it deals with the E.T. races and some of the things that he was exposed to that a lot of families won't even touch.
Okay, that's very interesting. You know, I have to tell you that I'm picking him up as well. I'm an intuitive and I do get information and messages and so on. And I have started to see him even ever since you started talking. Open your mouth, just in the last few minutes here. So apparently he. He's here as well. So that's very interesting. I don't usually get that. That's not a customary thing for me, seeing, you know, sort of, I do see spirits, but I don't, entities more so, but I don't usually see, you know, people that have passed on necessarily.
Right. Yeah,
although I have, you know, from time to time. So that's interesting. But so at this moment, though, if you could describe, because, you know, it is a very interesting thing when you have somebody who is sort of a spirit who is kind of looking after you and maybe even sharing your mission with you in a certain way. Do you want to talk about your sort of exposure to how you began to become aware of him maybe on a more psychic level?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of it was just sort of sitting in my room and asking a lot of questions and really feeling the state of things on the planet on a sort of more energetic level. I could tell that the scales were way off as far as balance goes. And, you know, when you're a kid, you're just born into your, you know, the world, and you just spend your whole life trying to assess where you've landed and what your family's all about and what your soul path is all about and what your interests are.
Hold on one moment. See, I'm very sorry. We have a commercial interruption to go to here. We'll be right back with Laura Eisenhower.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? Okay. And you say, oh my God.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Laura Eisenhower. Sorry about that, Laura. We do have commercials on this radio show, so we will be interrupted from time to time here. To get back to the question, I think you were just beginning to answer. Would you like to start off where you left off?
Yeah, sure. So, I was just sort of assessing things, just like anybody does when they're trying to figure out who they are and what this world is all about and what dimension they've landed in and all that kind of stuff. And I just really felt profoundly the level of imbalance and the feeling of the divine feminine energies being buried and forgotten. I didn't, of course, have the terminology, but it just seemed energetically that something was heavily being manipulated, misunderstood, and just thrown out of everything so that we wouldn't be able to connect to it. And it really concerned me. And so I remember invoking just anything that could, like, help me understand. And just something sort of came to me, and so Ike was one of them, and I couldn't really quite understand. It was more a comforting presence at first, and then I got some communications about the positive timeline. There seemed to be a higher race that showed me through these viewfinders what the future could possibly look like if I could just stay true to myself and my vision and not completely destruct, because I would be going through something that would be very, very, very challenging. And so my childhood, in a sense, was preparing me, and including Ike. They were preparing me for a level of extreme kind of death and rebirth. I left my body for about 20 years or so. I went on this journey, but had a really hard time holding on to my physical body. And to me, this journey, you know, had to do with kind of, it was the labyrinth by the time I was at the end of it. And that was the symbol that jumped out at me that said, you know, this is where you just were. This is what it was all about, which is really the deconstruction of the false matrix within one's own timeline, within one's own just level of functioning on a cellular level as we're kind of plugged into it because of the use of these artificial intelligence computers, which they are really trying to run programs of our future under. And so this path sort of entailed falling off the face of the earth, I call it, and holding on to my body as best as I could while kind of going through all these different levels and past all these different gatekeepers on this really multidimensional journey that I wrote a book about. It's very hard to recall because a lot of the book disappeared. I don't know why or how, really. I know what the means were of why it deleted, but where it went, I do not know. Somebody had transferred it to someplace else, and it just vanished, and I could never retrieve it. But the point is, I was terrified a lot of the time, and most of my lessons, I guess, and the major thing behind it was to really just flow with it and to recognize it on a more mythological, esoterical level, rather than the terror of, you know, not being able to be in my body, not being able to inhabit it. A lot of it had to do with psychotronic weapons that were targeted on me that later led to a Mars recruitment and them wanting to prepare me for this particular recruitment, setting me up with situations and scenarios that would lure me into it in a manipulative way, which I can get into later. But just as a child and as somebody that was not able to communicate to anybody about what I was going through, I really just had his protection and the protection of my spirit guides and this particular communication I got from this race about what was going on. So that's really all I had to go on for, you know, 20-plus years, starting from about the age of 7 or 8. And those were two critical – well, the age of 7 was a critical year because that was the year that Andrew Bishago and the whole Project Pegasus thing started the plans for this Mars colony, Mars recruitment, and when he started to do the some of the training in 1980. And this was also the year that somebody had cast a really powerful spell on me, which I came to find later, who gave me some documentation that has never been published that has a lot of very, very hidden information about things in Eden and about Sophia and about the Elixir of Life, about Philosopher's Stone, but not on a monoatomic gold level, but more about ingredients that have to do with things in nature that they used to use for immortality. And that the person that was behind this documentation has been able to keep herself alive for thousands of years through the use of this. And so the age of 7 was when all this stuff started to happen, and I just kind of launched out of my physical body because there was some kind of control that was starting to happen, some sort of attack, some sort of pulling on me, one on a Mars recruitment level and the other one on a level of being drawn to this person to be able to get this documentation and somehow connect with him because he was told that I was around or I would, or there was some sort of warning that he would meet me, but could not wait, and after 2 years of losing his mind, cast a very powerful spell. He was already an alchemist and a magician. So these two scenarios were kind of hitting me, and I like to just, you know, tell people that, you know, a lot of it has to do with a transparency I developed to Gaia, where I just sort of lost the identity of Laura and sort of my own particular path and kind of gave myself to the larger whole. And in that terror of sort of releasing myself from my own shell and being willing to serve, you know, creation on this kind of level, it just did a number on my nervous system and my emotional body and my ability to really process it. Because at times it just seemed crazy and I was delusional and there was just no way that it had any implication in the larger picture or it was something specific to a path that I had signed up for. And at times it just made total sense and I just saw it as work and part of, you know, what I signed up to do. And so anyway, I didn't have much except for the spirit connections, and particularly Ike, who was helping me with the rougher road on the level of the Mars recruitments and the attacks and the things relating to the military-industrial extraterrestrial complex and the invasion that the planetary body is going through and has been going through really since Sumerian times and the time where, you know, these myths about the Tree of Life and the Tree of Good and Evil were established and how really the whole universe and our whole existence is about relationship. It's about sacred union. And this lower creator god, the Demiurge, which I call the lower G, and Michael Pellinger has used that word too, which was funny, has been, you know, running things and has agents like the reptilians. And the roots of this have snowballed into what we are seeing today. And the way to deconstruct it is sort of the path that I've been on a more, I guess you could say, mythological, esoterical level, which we're all doing on a soul level. And that's why when we really connect to our soul and our spiritual path, we see that, you know, these archetypes and these myths exist within us. And we play them out in relationships. We play them out in our communities. We play them out when we go through challenges and adversity. You know, anytime we go through a death scenario or a crisis, you know, we find something deeper and we start to unlock hidden things that are outside of that matrix.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes, I appreciate that. But to get back to some of the things you said, let's see if we can kind of drill down a little bit in some of the areas that you've been covering. First of all, you're talking about Andy Bishago, and I have also met Andy and talked with him at some length, and we have been planning, you know, to do some kind of interview situation with him, but it hasn't worked out just yet. We were in touch with him long before he went public. What I was wondering is, you apparently feel that you were recruited along with, I don't know if at the same time of Andy, or what is your story with regard to the Mars Project?
Well, it wasn't really with Project Pegasus, but what was interesting, we just kind of discovered this correlation in this conference we were just at in Hawaii, that around the age of 7, when the controls started to hit me and what seemed to be an attack on one level, and like I said, there was another pull on a different level, was 1980, and that was the year that he was being trained in the program with Ed James to begin, you know, the Project Mars and the teleportation to Mars. My position was a little bit different. It was a later thing, but it seemed to be connected because Ed James has a connection to the folks that were my recruiters. And how I connect with it was not so much in the teleportation kind of way. I wasn't going through any jump rooms or anything like that. It was somehow I was targeted through Looking Glass Technologies. And what was communicated to me through email was that they could not read anything past 2012 with these technologies, with the Looking Glass. And then I later discovered that the reason is because they cannot pick up on God, Goddess consciousness. So when we're thinking about this shift date and the fact that for many we think of ascension, for others we think, you know, the threat of New World Order. Well, there is this competition going on in the universe where the government, the secret government, is, you know, obviously holding back all these technologies and using our tax dollars to promote these agendas that are only serving a small number of people and not the rest.
What I wanted to do was actually drill down to your actual story with regard to Mars, because I'm still trying to figure out what, in other words, what is your interaction with regard to Mars?
Right. Well, that's what I'm getting at. So because they were able to target me through Looking Glass Technologies in the particular timeline that I had been on, you know, in past lives and future timeline, they're able to see, you know, this strong mission that I was born with, and it's completely and totally to serve Gaia. My website reflects the real work that I'm doing. The Mars story is sort of the strange thing that happened along the way that was really diverting me from what I'm really here to do. And so my connection to it, well, the manipulation was in the form of an agent who I met at a festival who appeared to just be somebody of a normal person that was making a connection to me. And we formed a relationship and then discovered that he was going to these secret meetings that had to do with a trip to Mars, a Mars colony, and basically leaving with a target date 2012 to establish permanent residence there. And so I was invited by him as my mate, and I just didn't take it that seriously. I didn't think of it in terms of a heavy agenda connecting to Alternative 3, which took place during the Eisenhower administration. So really my connection to the Mars thing has to do with what they were able to detect, why I was targeted, what the plan was, what these deeper agendas are all about, and how it also connects to Venus and some of the dynamics that are going on between Venus and planet Earth, and how this Mars recruitment was really to take that in order to help it repeat a new civilization on Mars. And, of course, that's not me doing it, but it's something that I'm devoted to, that I am speaking about in order to activate others that they don't want to take place because of this competition going on in the universe. The Mars colony in general.
So I'm sorry, just to interrupt you here, because, you know, I think that people will be hearing you talk, but you're talking rather quickly, and I think that they will want to try to piece all of this together so that they understand, you know, where you've been and then perhaps where you're going with all of it. But basically what you're saying is that through this relationship with this person who was involved in establishing a colony on Mars, and then you sort of jump to Venus, and I'm trying to figure out what connection to Venus are you aware of, and what was that all about?
Yes, and I'm really glad you interrupt me, because I know this is a lot for people to swallow. Very often I just start going off. Ivan has supposedly had a visitation from Venetians that the recruiters knew about, because they wrote me about it. Somebody who kind of defected from their whole thing that wasn't really fully a part of it, but was dealing with those that were a part of it, let me know about this. And that somehow Ike was privy to the fact that a descendant would be born that had something to do with Venus and would make some sort of difference. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a lie either, but the point is, what it seems to connect with, there's a little bit of an echo. You hear that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what it seems to connect with is that the Venus transits are the most potent force on the planet right now in order to create, you know, this global transformation that we're in, or, you know, the bifurcation of the splitting of Earth into different dimensions, what going into the higher world, the new Earth grid that leaves behind, you know, this whole other agenda. And so the Venus transits, as the Mayans knew, were just a very potent force. And I've been really connected with the Venus energies since I was young, and it connects to the archetypes of Sophia Magdalene and the Divine Feminine. And basically, because of just my desire to just stay focused on it and really connect with it, somehow it's really morphed into my astrological chart and just my just everything that I'm about. Most of my chart is like seven Venuses and seven Plutos that kind of create this morning and evening star effect, so that I'm kind of taken on a ride, kind of beyond me. But it's also a unified field that we all connect with. And so this is what they were seeing on these timelines. And this is why they use the archetypal names. And this is also what they revealed to me. My partner had to reveal it to me by taking apart all the equipment, because we were being bugged or somehow tracked, that he could tell me this is why I was targeted, that it had to do with Venus, it had to do with these archetypes, and that somehow the Mars recruitment is associated with, in a way, getting this energy off the planet, because it is considered a threat to their plans to overtake the planetary body, because Gaia and Venus work really closely together. And basically the Venus transits are drawing a pentagram in the sky, which is reversing the inverted pentagram that has been the major symbol of the Illuminati and the darker agendas in the, you know, Church of Satan that pretty much runs most power structures, in connection to reptilians and, the Draco reptilian and certain gray ET races. And
right.
So my connection to this seemed to be about that, not on a level of identity. I don't think anybody should claim any, spiritual role. But I think if we understand the unified field and the concept on a more cosmic level, we can see ourselves, you know, as vessels for this energy, and we each bring in a different frequency or a different role in order to complete this process. My particular part just has to do with, awakening the heart.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So hold on one second here. I do want to make a short announcement here. I am seeing that there was a 7.7 magnitude quake that hit what are called the Kermadec Deck Islands, and there's a tsunami warning issued with respect to Hawaii. So I just 7.7 is quite a large quake. And so I just wanted to put that out there for people that are listening, maybe know people in Hawaii, so you can be aware of that.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis, Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central, only on American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Laura Eisenhower. Laura, sorry about that. I needed to announce that recent earthquake. So for people that are just tuning in, there was a 7.7 magnitude quake on the Kermadec Islands, which is quite large. There is a tsunami warning issued to the Hawaiian Islands as a result. So at any rate, to continue... What I would like to do is basically go forward from, I guess, what you understood about your relationship with the Mars colony, so to speak, and talk a little bit about where you went from there. Did you feel that you actually visited Mars during that time or in some form or fashion, or was it simply that you were exposed to a group that wanted you to or invited you to go?
It was more about being exposed to a group. And what happened is, you know, I had to break free of it. It was not a part of what I saw my past going through at any point in my life. I never, it just is not something that resonated with me whatsoever. And it was very hard to break free of because it was very much something that they had planned for a long time. The targeting began, you know, when I was a kid, like I said, and I kind of flew out of my body, wasn't able to really inhabit it because I was, in a sense, being tracked. Just like Project Pegasus was able to identify me in 1972 before I was born, they are part of and affiliated with similar things and basically have had their eye on me. Yeah, I don't know how they could do that before I was born, but I guess that's the level of technology that they have. So, yeah, it might sound like, ooh, you know, what kind of role does that mean? I mean, I think really what it comes down to is that we are together empowering, you know, a unified field and the fact that we are so beyond this particular dimension and the things that are used against us to enslave us have their specific ways to break free of it. And so a lot of us are targeted that have a lot of information, a lot of truth to share. And their particular way of targeting me, instead of assassinating me or going about it a different way, had to do with removing me from the planet. And it was not so much about, you know, being invited to go, you know, be a part of some great colony in the event of a catastrophe, which is how they presented it. I discovered it was way more deeper than that, because if it was about that, it would have been done much more friendly. The way it was done was that they had an agent that was under their control, who was a sleeper agent, who had been through a level of abuse, ritual abuse, so that he had, you know, dissociative disorder, and was basically triggered over the phone with certain codes. And what I had come to know of him and what I fell in love with was rapidly changing, and he was turning into something else. And this is when major lights started to come off. And at this point, I wasn't very knowledgeable about a lot of the stuff that, you know, you guys talk about and a lot of the info out there. I was starting to become more aware of it. This was in 2006. And so this really, you know, launched me on a major quest to understand what was really going on, because he was basically in front of my eyes turning into a robot, it seemed. And I did have a dream, though, that was very lucid, that I was being taken up into a ship to go to Mars. And this was very early on in the relationship. And I had a choice, and the voice from the sky said, you can stay on Earth and do your mission, or you can go with them. They're not going to harm you, but they're controlling you, and they're using you. And, of course, I chose to stay on Earth. That was a given. And I fell out of the ship, and I landed in the ocean. And I was actually dragged up by chains when I got into the ship. But anyway, I chose to stay, and I fell into the ocean, and I wanted to grab him. The whole time I was trying to deactivate him and deprogram him without having any clue of how to do that. I ordered rare earth magnets, I did all this different stuff, and I tried to tell him what was going on and what I was seeing. Anyway, there was a storm, and it wouldn't allow me to go back to the ship to get him, and I landed back in the water and sat on the side of, on the shore, and this planetary alignment happened, and the sky was just filled with this organic light. And I was like, okay, well, I made the right choice. But this was very early on in the relationship, before I knew how heavy duty this was, and I told him about the dream, and I said, hi, isn't this funny? And he said, you know, you shouldn't have told me that. And everything kind of snowballed from there and got really out of control. And the panic and the intensity got really out of control. And the amount of, you know, communications that he was having with what seemed to be some kind of ET race were increasing. He would just leave and talk to what he called the patrons. He said, we're the patrons. I knew this wasn't a legitimate race. I knew that this was being communicated somehow through maybe the military or through some sort of secret group. And I started to figure out that it was the group that he was working with to plan this trip, and that they had basically pulled him in but caused the situation in his life to happen so that when he was pulled in, he thought that they were there to help him. What he had seen was some cattle mutilations and some strange activity, and this group basically said, you know, let us help you and let us understand what you have witnessed, kind of like a UFO research group. But what ended up happening is that they drew him into a much larger thing that had to do with this Mars colony. And basically I found out this group is connected with my lab, Artificial Telepathy, HARP, ELF,
Now, we do have an interference happening on the line, which there is a clicking happening. Are you hearing it?
Not really, no.
Okay. So I just wanted to make a mention of that for in case people listening are hearing that. Not sure where it's coming from. I hear what you're saying. Now, in regard to this person who was in your life at that time, are they still in your life?
No, I mean, he's contacted me since I broke the story with Alfred Weber. And, you know, it's a lot to say. I'm not going to say any names of who was involved in this. But, you know, one has to always just have an open mind to me being wrong or right. This is what I discovered and found out after 2 weeks of research. There was no website to confirm what I was picking up on. And so after I exposed the story, then they started to become more exposed for what was really going on. They had a lot of cover jobs, you know, titles that weren't really their true titles because they were involved in these black ops projects. And so there was no way for me to really know who I was dealing with because there was no evidence except for the names and my intuition that, you know, basically spent 2 weeks researching until I put two and two together and I found something that should have been destroyed that basically said, you know, the truth of what these characters were all about. Now there's been more exposure and they've kind of been outed. And so, you know, I just want everybody, in case they're listening and the tapping is that we're being bugged, is that I have ultimate forgiveness anyway. And it's not about, you know, trying to bust anybody or create some sort of battle over it. The point is, a lot of this is communicated by a race, an extraterrestrial race that has to do with what happened during the Eisenhower administration that's connected to the treaties that have been taking place since 1934 with Roosevelt. And my connection to it does have to do with the bloodline being an Eisenhower, I would presume. And another part of it does have to do with just the work and devotion I have to, you know, helping us transition into a higher dimensional existence here on planet Earth.
Sure.
And that's what I discovered. That's what was communicated to me, and that was what I was following. So once I discovered what these folks were all about, that was what I used to kind of break free, because the minute they were busted, it's like they couldn't really play the game anymore. They couldn't really lure me in the way that they were doing, you know, with a partner who's basically writing to me that there's going to be all sorts of cataclysms and we have to, you know, populate Mars to save the human genome, which sounds
right.
Like a great idea. But in retrospect, there's deeper things going on that are creating a timeline that's artificial, that's based on a meme that is not part of the organic nature of what we're here to do. It's not a part of the divine plan. It's a total diversion, and it's a part of, you know, what connects to what these supercomputers and what this matrix is trying to do to humanity. And so there's
okay,
no way I was going to go along with it, but yeah.
Yes, and I appreciate that. Okay, so at this point, you've sort of you saw through it. I guess I'm hearing that at some point, maybe during this time, you came forward to Alfred Weber and sort of made public this sort of some of the story, right?
Right.
Okay. What my curiosity here is what is it that, I mean, you obviously kind of saw through what was happening in terms of what was being offered to you, and it appears you made a decision. But what at that point was guiding you? Did you have some special visitations by various beings, or did you have any, you know, humans living on the planet, or was it, well, I guess your relationship with Eisenhower? What was the story with any of – how were you moved into this different kind of perspective?
Well, I think that preparation I was talking about when I was a kid, it was really like, you know, you're going to be highly challenged, you know, you're going to go through a lot of different things. It was – basically, do not lose your truth. You know, it's going to be ripped away from you. You're going to be manipulated. It was like prepare for hell kind of preparation. And here's a way to strengthen you and really secure your awareness, you know, while you have a chance. And that was really intensified, you know, when I was really young. So I held that strongly in me no matter what I was going through up until the recruitment. And there's a lot worse, really challenging things that happened up until then that were even more excruciatingly difficult to survive. This wasn't as hard to survive because once they knew that I knew what they were up to, you know, and what they were really about and what they were really connected to, they started to kind of freak out and they knew that they couldn't pull it off. And I exposed it by being on the phone and writing about it and communicating it, knowing that I was being monitored. And that's when the attack stopped. I'm sorry, just what was that question again? I don't want to go off on a tangent here. Oh, yeah,
okay.
What really spurred it on. Yeah.
What was your experience that put you on a more positive path, so to speak, that allowed you to – I understand that you kind of did certain things to break away from the situation, but at that point, were you being guided by anything or anyone or any being?
It seemed to be more about my nervous system and my emotional reaction. It's kind of like if somebody's – really telling you to steer off of a course that feels right to you. It's almost like somebody pulling you away from your true love, which I'm not saying was my ex, but that was the vibration in my body. Like the planetary body is my true love. There's no way.
Okay, we've got a commercial here. We'll have to be right back with Laura Eisenhower.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Laura Eisenhower. Laura, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. We have, as I mentioned, a chat room, and this is the second hour of the show. The time goes very, very quickly with these shows, and as usual, it's gone quite quickly already. So I just want to say that let's at least let the last half hour and maybe even sooner leave that open for people to ask questions, because I know that there are plenty of people on the chat right now, and they may want to ask you some questions, so I want to give them that opportunity. So go ahead and type your questions into the chat in caps, and we will try to get to them as we go here. You kind of answered my last question more or less, and then what I wanted to do was move forward from there, because you were sort of saying that you were pulled from this path a little bit by a feeling of the imbalance. In other words, it was kind of an inner self knowledge that was guiding you, and I had been asking you about your sort of, in essence, about your contact with either ET presences and or Eisenhower, as you have mentioned, and possibly, well, Gaia or however you want to refer to that.
Right.
So what I'm curious, because at this point, and I guess we're talking 2006 or maybe the end of 2006, I don't know. At that point, what was your state of mind and where did you go from there?
Well, I avoided any. I don't really have communications with ET races. I did when I was younger, in preparation for the path ahead that was showing me what I call the positive timeline is basically what I call it. It's really beyond time and space. It's really our true potential. But during that time, everything was more about my heart, my emotional body, my nervous system, and so I knew something was really wrong. I was very clued into what this was really all about. You know, after I got to a point where I understood the nature of the game and what the agenda was about, it was like, okay, now I have to get out of this. How do I get out of this? And, you know, I mean, I do have a strong connection to whatever my imagination has come up with as far as the Christ energy goes. That has been in my life since I was little. And so, you know, it's almost like it's like we're co-creating together, and I have a wild imagination, so it could be just a very wonderful way that I choose to work, you know, kind of with this partner connecting to the Tree of Life and the whole restoration of everything from the time that Enlil and the Anunnaki forces, you know, use behavior modification and mind control to steer the masses away. This connects also to the zodiac and why we even have the Wheel of Necessity and these cycles in order to return, and the Venus transit. So that's always been with me. That was helping me. And just my love for Gaia and humanity, and that I just refuse to go along with something that might actually save me, but in the end it's not saving anything, but locking me into something that I don't agree with and I'd rather die. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't mean to get extreme and dramatic, but I literally would rather die than go to Mars and not do my mission. And so my thought was that even if there is a catastrophe, even if they are trying to protect me, I don't care. I'm not going to play into that game, because it's in secrecy and it's done with very manipulative mind-controlling technologies. And because they weren't able to mind-control me, which is what they said, that the defector told me this, that they could only, you know, control me through my heart and by setting me up with a partner that they knew that I had a karmic connection to, that they were able to locate with these looking glass technologies. They picked somebody that I would have naturally fallen for. And they actually had a list, is what I was told. So my guidance wasn't so much with ET races. It was more with just source energy. I wanted to just get right to the root I think, you know, connecting with Ichi races is good for many. But for me, there's so much duality and deception that I just try and steer clear of it so that I can avoid getting into any pitfalls or being led astray because I saw him communicating with races that were used by them through my labs and artificial telepathy, and it wasn't genuine. So just me personally, I avoid it just because there's a big red flag that goes up. But not to say that there are a lot of higher races out there that I believe I did have contact with, and maybe even more that my memory's been erased from.
Okay. So at this time, the other part of my question was, so you got into this position and you sort of freed yourself, I assume, from 2006 on, you began sort of a different path. And do you want to describe at all what happened to you there? And again, I'm kind of looking to see, what is your relationship with Eisenhower? How was it playing out over these years? That did you feel that you reconnected with that energy once you cleared yourself of this other thing, or what was the situation?
Well, I feel like he's always been there, but there's times where one just is so lost in just the chaos and the confusion of what they're going through that it's hard to really ground and anchor a communication that feels legitimate. Most of it, I figured, was in my imagination, and that's really where a lot of energy comes from. Our imagination is reality. But I just, you know, would tend to blow off a lot of the things that I was experiencing as far as my connection with him and, you know, with any kind of energy. But, yes, it reconnected me in a sense because I realized when I broke free of that, I was really on my path of what I was born to do, that I had spent most of my life trying to get back from the controllers, I call them. I mean, what else are you going to call them? And that my whole, what seemed to be my mission to get my path back from the controllers, my mission hadn't even begun. It was, the first part was just about getting it back from them and having my own seniority to them by getting just my own self-awareness intact of what I'm here to do and recovering.
Okay, and so how did you do that? Did you spend time meditating? In other words, what was your process at that point?
Well, I went to school for wilderness expedition leadership. My training has been in, you know, taking people out into the wilderness in really extreme, like 30 below to 110. So I had, my nervous system was very much grounded in the planetary body, in Gaia. And so the way that I was able to, you know, break free and recover just had to do with what felt like home to me, what I was most connected to. And so that was the guiding principle, was my heart and my nervous system. And so, it seemed like there was no family member at all that could relate to what I was saying, no matter what family gathering I went to, no matter what I was telling them as far as what I was going through. None of it really clicked as in, oh, okay, well, during Eisenhower's administration, blah, 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 or let me help you understand because we know about it too. There was none of that. And I know they're not liars. I know that they just weren't aware of it because we're a pretty close family. So Ike's presence, you know, was definitely like the nurturer or the guidance and the ally that I needed that really helped me pick my feet back up because, you know, when everybody calls you crazy or, you know, nobody really wants to deal with you because you look like a basket case and you're just like, you know, your emotions are tattered and I was raising my twin boys who I was been a single mother, you know, trying to raise my children who are going to be 13 during all this. I was just unable to really connect to anybody or anything. And so, these were the things that really helped me get back on track, that gave me the strength, that gave me, you know, the courage, that gave me the sense of reality.
But in terms of a little more, practical sort of earthy thing here, what was this you were saying about? I guess I wasn't familiar with what you're talking about. You take people on trips into the wilderness. Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what I was trained to do in the early 90s, and so it was that's something I always fall back on. It's just like, you know, ground myself, you know, with nature, and connect, and you know, it'll just give me all the guidance that I need and support that I need. And because I'm serving, you know, Gaia, and the timeline that is the natural organic flow of nature and divine will, that is where I go. And so that sort of regenerates me, keeps me centered, and anything that is out of alignment with that, I just get away from. It doesn't matter if it's a person, doesn't matter if it's a agenda or what it is. If it doesn't feel like it's vibrating on the level of Gaia and divine will and really the organic path of life that we all are really awakening and unfolding, then to me it's a no-go, I will not do it. And so when I was able to break free, that is what I returned to in order to kind of recover and, you know, just, you know, for protection. And then just understanding Eisenhower's administration and what was really going on under the deeper layers also helped too, because, you know, there's a lot of decoding that we've all been doing. We're trying to uncover truth. And when I really was able to understand that part of it, it was like, okay, all right, I'm getting this. I get it. And when I started to uncover the mythological aspect of it and how there's been a massive cosmic cover-up, not just with UFOs and ETs, but on a spiritual level, you know, it seemed that all these different things that we tend to separate are all so unbelievably connected, and it all is about separating us from, you know, obviously our own divinity, our own power, and our own creative ability to really transcend just about anything.
Sure. So at this point, though, in your situation, first of all, where were you based? What state?
When I was dealing with the recruitment stuff, that was in North Carolina.
Okay. And then when you got sort of broke free from that, where were you based?
Well, I was stuck there for a while. I had to cut off all contact. And then I moved to California, which is where I am now.
Okay. And in terms of finding out about the history, for example, of the Eisenhower administration, et cetera, did you do a lot of research? Did you talk to family members? What was your experience?
It wasn't really about talking to family members. They've been incredible, you know, historians as far as the war and the presidency on something that most of us have exposure to. I was led into, you know, something way, way, way deeper, and that was a part of research and a part of connecting to him. And sort of, it's just kind of like, you know, it's hard, and I know that you know, are intuitive and psychic. It's like it's hard to describe how you receive a message. A lot of it's telepathic. A lot of it is an insight, and then there's, you know, a picture or a person that you know is involved in that discovery. And so there's a lot of disinfo, too. And so in order to kind of weigh that with the truth, you know, I would just, you know, kind of connect with him and just sort of check in and use my body as a gauge of, you know, is this BS? Is this real? What is going on? Growing up with all these rumors about visitations that he had and really feeling that something had indeed happened, I just kind of, you know, researched and checked in, and then kind of allowed myself to sort of sense how it was feeling to me and then kind of express it from there. Obviously, there's going to be gray areas, and none of us are really going to get it all right, but I think we get the basic gist, and I definitely know that you do.
You know, I'm sorry, but at this moment, you know, we have limited time here, so I'm going to keep sort of checking in with you and sort of stopping you in your flow here, because what I want to do is get some questions answered that are fairly specific and then be able to allow other people to ask their questions. And, you know, you have a great gift of being able to talk almost on an unlimited, you know, sort of flow in regard to anything we ask you. But I'd like to drill down kind of very specifically step by step here. So what I am also curious about is how your family was exposed to things like the New World Order, the Bilderberg agenda, the, you know, Bohemian Grove situation, Satanism, and that sort of thing. Has your family been aware of pressures in this area? Were you aware of direct pressures in this area and maybe how you dealt with it?
Yeah, you know, this is such a great question because this has been the most confusing thing. You know, and I have major connections to my family. I visit them all the time for Thanksgiving, Christmas. So if there was something going on, obviously I would know, and I'm not biased where I would protect my family over exposing even their BS if there was any. And maybe there is that I just don't know about. I know that there's associations with them and some very questionable people, but because a lot of it is, you know, theater, I feel like, you know, they're being fooled, because there are times where these people would come to our house or I would meet Bush, you know, Senior and some, you know, ex-presidents and some people that are, you know, in D.C. that I just could tell instantly, oh, my God, you know, this is just, no. But on the other hand, you know, you see family just kind of mingling on a surface level, sort of feeling like, okay, these are political folks and we're political people, and when you're in D.C., you can't really escape it. So my mom was a big Obama supporter. She did the speech at the Democratic Convention in hopes that he would win, being known as an Eisenhower who shifted parties or became an independent. Whether Obama's was a good idea, that's another thing and a whole other story. But, okay, so one hears about Eisenhower possibly going to Bohemian Grove, and, you know, there is some connections with Eisenhower being affiliated with this. And so to me it's no different than walking into a room filled with people, and you can't really escape the people you're around because of the nature of your job and your position. Eisenhower, after the Second World War, did not even want to become president. Rockefeller had kind of taken him in and under his wing and convinced him to become president. At this time, I am absolutely sure he had no idea what Rockefeller was really about, or what these, you know, Jason Group and MJ-12 and the beginnings of the three-letter organizations were all about, as far as how much they were connecting to the very folks that he was trying to fight in this war, the Nazis and Hitler. And so when all of a sudden one finds out that the very war that they were fighting has now morphed under their nose and are a part of the advisory groups that he's a part of, now becoming president, I think that's why he had 8 heart attacks and warned us about the military-industrial complex. Because all of a sudden it's like your peers, your, you know, what you think are your advisors or your allies are actually the enemy. And I could just feel, especially connecting to him as a child and throughout my life, the level of shock that was to him and why he has hung around me. Because in a sense, you know, he stood for peace and justice in a lot of ways and really wanted the best for humanity. I'm sure he made a lot of mistakes too, but there's some sort of connection we have that he is sort of nurturing my path and my mission to take it to the next level and to do what maybe he couldn't do and what I'm born to do, to help give me the strength to carry it through, you know, the path that's mine, uniquely my own.
I did want to say that if that were true, it makes certainly a lot of logical sense. Is it not possible that he's not only sort of protecting you, but that he may have, as you said, perhaps you are picking up the baton, so to speak, and that he might have some unfinished business that he might want to sort of handle with regard to all of this, that it's possible that you may have a destiny that you haven't necessarily embraced just as yet?
Well, I definitely know I've embraced it, and I'm kind of doing all I can right now to speak as much as I can, but I know, you know, that I only have so much. What I have with me is what I have, and a lot of it is about knowing it, and another part of it is about really embodying it and being able to not have such a maybe reaction to it or frustration. I mean, there's better ways that
okay,
I can handle
we're having it. I'm sorry, we're going to commercial. We'll be right back. Sorry about this.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it, like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation. Grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers manufacturers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR!
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Freedom Files. Weekday,
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central
on American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, with Whistleblower Radio, and talking to Laura Eisenhower. Very interesting discussion we're having. Laura, so right before we were interrupted, I was talking to you about what I wondered was might have been Eisenhower's unfinished business. And a lot of times when a person or a spirit is kind of watching over somebody, there is maybe more than one thing going on, and obviously there's a protection aspect to it, but it could also involve, as you have acknowledged, a possible sort of mission agenda there. And one of the things would certainly be possibly, it seems to me, exposing to some degree what is going on with regard to the New World Order, et cetera. Has that occurred to you, and is there any special access that you have, for example, that might give you a way to do that?
A way to do what?
To expose secrets that yeah. have been hidden.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is, I mean, kind of this rivalry. I think Eisenhower was a major opponent against the New World Order and the Illuminati, and I think they've been trying to lead many in this bloodline astray. And one is just born into it, culturally speaking. We just are raised in school systems and raised, you know, with the structures already in place that make it hard. mean, we're born into a mind-controlled society. And so I feel that as a child, the preparation and the visitations and the connections and just my intuitive notion of the things that were really out of whack on the planet that had to do with the feminine energies, you know, being kind of thrown away, and history and religion being rewritten, that those insights were helping me stay free of becoming a part of the mind-controlled society and a part of being immersed in it. And so being able to share secrets is sort of coming from a whole lifetime of really working behind the scenes on my mission. I mean, my mission started when I was a kid, and I've always been focused on what nothing has changed. I'm still doing the same mission that I've been aware of all my life. And I just think that...
Right. But, I mean, in terms of, you know, in terms of, let's say, entree into various aspects, let me ask you this. Are there any other children that are part of the, I don't know, your in other siblings that you have, or children that are your age or younger, that are part of the Eisenhower family?
Yeah, I have two sisters and about five cousins, and none of them are talking about this stuff or exposing any of it. They're all wonderful people, but I'm the only one in the Eisenhower family who is speaking on these topics.
Oh, very interesting. All right, and have you also consulted psychics at all in regard to your connection with Eisenhower?
Yeah, I went to a clairvoyant institute for 2 years. I started getting readings sort of by accident. They would just kind of find me, or I'd stumble upon them since I was 12, and they all noted the connection, that everything that I'm doing is absolutely what I am doing, that what I'm aware of is the truth of what I'm doing, and that, yeah, the connection with Eisenhower, they've all, like I said, that one saw that Eisenhower was there, didn't know I was related, so that he's always with me, and that... But also that even as a kid, I was clearing wormholes from inorganic entities, which I was suspecting I was doing, which I wrote a book about, which I found interesting. And I think we all do this unconsciously because we're trying to keep the natural stargates open. And as Dan Burris has noted, they're trying to shut down the natural stargates and using looking glass technologies to create those artificial portals, and a lot of dark entities come in as a result. So there is this sort of like tug of war going on, but, you know, on an integrity sort of higher purpose level, obviously, the Supreme Being has the most ultimate agenda, and we don't have to doubt, you know, our victory. I would say that, you know, what I'm able to expose just has to do with also being exposed to the Mars recruitment and knowing intuitively that something was really wrong, and being able to dig deeper, which brought me into the depths of what Eisenhower was dealing with and what has been going on before him, and
right.
You know, rooted in ancient history, starting with Sumerian.
Let me ask you this. Have you been approached by people who have, you know, because I am I do have a website for whistleblowers, and I'm curious whether or not you, being who you are and dealing with some of the things and being quite vocal, have you been approached by whistleblower types who've tried to give you information that they wanted you to make public?
Yeah, I mean, I think that just kind of goes along with it. My alliance with Alfred Weber and Andy Bishago, I mean, we all kind of, I speak a lot about Andrew's stuff. You know, we do a bunch of conferences together. We just did a big one in Hawaii, so... You know, we're always not encouraging each other, but we become a part of what we share. And I think, you know, a lot of people write me. They share their stories with me, and I, you know, pass them along to those that might be able to, you know, on a journalistic level, expose it. And I've, you know, steered some people your way so that they can, you know, write to you. I don't know if they have yet, but a few are coming out of the woodworks now that probably will, that are willing to
do
it now.
Now... But the reason I'm also asking, though, is because I am curious whether or not anyone has approached you talking about the fourth dimension.
We're beyond fourth dimension too. We're more in a fifth dimensional world, and you're capable of reaching 13th. And I, as far as the fourth dimension, I see, you know, that the lower fourth dimensional frequencies are where a lot of the more malevolent ET races exist, and that we're wanting to go even beyond that. So a lot of people do talk about the fourth dimension and others, but I'm just
okay. Well, actually, I mean in a more specific sense, you know, because I have information regarding our military-industrial complex, and they're dealing with the fourth dimension, and that in some cases they're also operating out of the fourth dimension. There are certainly various ET groups that use the fourth dimension exclusively, as you know. But what I'm talking about is the aspects of it that are using the fourth dimension to operate from, And I wondered whether or not you are being sort of made aware of that.
Yeah, I mean, I unfortunately, I don't talk to as many people as I would like to, and I do get a lot of mail. And I am aware of what they're doing in the fourth dimension and, you know, all the way down to, you know, Project Monarch and the things that Crowley was involved in, and how this is really the last dimension, the lowest, I mean, the highest dimension that these things are able to happen, and beyond that, particularly sixth dimension is when technology isn't even necessary and we're more activated in our light bodies and,
right.
You know, because technology just mimics what we're actually capable of doing. But no, I am aware of a lot that goes on in the fourth dimension. Some of it has been shared to me just because of what I already know, and a lot of it I've just, you know, picked up on or
okay.
just done reading.
What about my whistleblowers, Duncan O'Finnian, the Super Soldiers story, and also Aaron McCollum? Are you familiar with those whistleblowers, and have you seen those videos by chance?
Oh yeah, Aaron and I consider him a good friend of mine. We went to Free Your Mind conference. We have supported each other. We've been in contact for a long time. Duncan O'Finnian has written me a few times. I consider him a friend. And James Casbolt, you know, and I are in contact. So I'm definitely, yeah, so I'm glad you're cutting to the chase. I guess I didn't get to the point. I definitely, yeah, most of my friends are whistleblowers.
Okay, fine. So I was just, you know, wondering about that. Now, we have some people, as I said, that want to ask questions, so I'm going to actually go back here and try to scroll backwards a little bit to see if I can get to some earlier questions. It's not always easy to find all the questions people have been asking. Okay, one person is asking, who else did Hal Pudoff recruit to go to Mars?
Oh. Wow, they just went right with the name, didn't they? Okay, well, a friend of mine, she was curious about everything and wrote a letter to my ex, my partner, that was trying to recruit me. And she was invited as a result of being curious and asking questions and kind of wanting to be a part of it, not because she believes in it, but because she knew I was involved. And I will not give her name. It's already been written in articles. You can kind of Google Mars Colony, Laura Eisenhower, whatever. You'll see the people that I've exposed. As far as anybody else, I do not know. Just as all that I knew was that they had my partner, he had handlers, and that he was under mind control to get me to go, and he was the only person that I was aware of. But we know that maybe millions are up there, and particularly in Project Pegasus, they were using a lot of people to go to the jump rooms and go to Mars. So I would look at the Project Pegasus info for those that they're putting on Mars. I don't know how sophisticated my recruitment was. I don't know what the numbers were. But what I've come to understand is that it's very connected with what Andy was dealing with.
Okay, and someone is asking, looks like, was Charlie Veitch, I don't know how to say his name, programmed?
I don't know that name.
Okay, not sure. Maybe I'm saying their last name wrong, but anyway, that's in the chat.
Sure.
Okay, let's see. How do we kill lizards? I mean, that's a question here. You certainly don't have to answer that one.
Okay, I could just say real quick. I mean, we can think of the serpentine energy is kind of a destructive energy for the planet. It's invasive. It's trying to take over like a parasite or a cancer would. We can counteract it with our own serpentine energy, Kundalini. That was what was the serpent on the tree of good and evil that was giving us a chance to understand knowledge, to attain knowledge. And if we understand the Kundalini and the way that it functions in the physical body, and the power that it has, it can conquer this lower serpentine energy, the reptilian energy. This is Kundalini, and the dragon energy, the higher octave of serpent energy. And when we think of Quetzalcoatl, that's connected to it. We just need to activate the higher frequency of serpent energy to get rid of the lower form that is manipulating.
Okay, well, I think that's, yeah, very true.
Yeah.
And what I would say here is we've got another question that kind of is a corollary to that. Saying they're asking you how we can prepare for higher and lower frequencies as Elenin gets closer. Not sure if you want to reply in regard to Elenin, but specifically, I think that the higher, how do they prepare for the higher and the lower frequencies that are coming in?
Really, to walk the middle road, to really find as much neutrality as possible. Things that are positive will appear negative, and things that are negative might appear positive. The thing is, there's no way to really gauge. We're dealing with duality right now. And so to find neutrality, to not be so affected by external situations, we're under a program right now that's going to simulate all sorts of events, false flags, disasters, all sorts of things. And element is actually, what I've come to understand is a positive thing. It's helping with the force field of light around the planet. It's keeping the Anunnaki elite that has left the planet a long time ago from actually coming in. And there's a lot that is connected to Addis and to light. And I can get into that at some other point. But to prepare is to find one's center, to understand union, to understand that the universe is built from relationships. And the most ultimate relationship is that with the creator, with source energy. The lower creator god has tried to partner us and pose as a god, and that connects to the archons, the Old Testament, and the lies about everything. And it refuses to connect to the mother energy and to the true source, which is what we're made of. And to really understand that Gaia is a manifestation of that, and to really connect to source within the self, and to just stay in balance and not allow any relationships in the outer world to lead you astray, and to focus really on your own self and let the relationships that are compatible with who your true self is to find you after you do the soul work, because
okay,
there's all sorts of clones and all sorts of wackos around at this point right now.
Okay, let's see. Someone is asking me to ask you about the tarot.
Ha. Yeah, the tarot has been my greatest tool. I should have mentioned that. That's really what got me through. I should have said that when you said what really helped me. I've been shuffling for about 25 years, almost compulsively. I've gone through about 30 decks. To me, it's the language. It's the archetypes of the human soul. We're all made of it. God, goddess, all the different faces, all the different aspects. This is who we are on the inside. There's amazing things that can come from the tarot. Of course, the tarot has been abused. Of course, everything on an occult level has been abused by the Illuminati. So people steer away from this stuff, and they think it's, you know, hooky stuff. I use it to clear energy. I use it in present time. I don't use it to manipulate. It's a really great tool to understand where your body's at, where your consciousness is at, how the two are working together, and how your path is unfolding, and just different things that one needs to know to get their center, to get out of their head, to be in their heart. It's an amazing tool. I recommend that people do tarot.
Okay. Well, I know quite a bit about the tarot myself. What I would say is you also have to be very wary in that regard as well. Because what happens is if you do have sort of, let's say, negative leanings of the mind, the tarot can play with that and tend to bring you down into sort of a spiraling negativity if you allow that to happen. So you have to be sort of in a detached state of mind when you deal with the tarot, and allow sort of both sides to appear, and understand that we do live in a world of duality, and that the tarot is mirroring that.
Yes,
so
it's a mirror of everything.
A great deal of positive, you may be seeing a great deal of negative, and also the reverse. If you see a lot of negative in front of you, you can also, it has to do with adjusting your own mental state to be able to see the positive and the negative.
Exactly. It doesn't predict. It doesn't say, you know, it's not like this is what's going to happen. This is a reflection of what's going on within you. And it's a great tool on an alchemical, transformational level, not on a level of, you know, predictions, or thinking that these things are outside of oneself, because you will fall into certain pits. So, you know, the I Ching is a really great tool too, but yeah, and not to overread. I do when I'm in difficult situations, but to ground it and to, you know, really understand that the negatives are here to help us, the positives are here to help us, and ultimately we're learning to make a dance with the polarities, learning to help these dualities dance together rather than oppose each other and war each other.
Okay, you're breaking up at this moment. I'm not sure what's going on over there, but you're becoming a bit hard to hear. It looks like we're going to another commercial. We'll be right back with the last part of the show. Thank you.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with used potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Laura Eisenhower. We're in the last 15 minutes of the show, Laura. I wondered if you might consider taking a look at what's called the white hats. Are you aware of the White Hats, and have you been to their website? There's a specific group that call themselves the White Hats, and I know that there are several groups out there that kind of call themselves that. But this is a group that actually publishes a bunch of communiques in regard to what they call the global settlements and so on. Are you familiar with them?
Mildly, not enough to be able to speak on the matter, though.
That's okay. What I'm wondering is that, actually, I would suggest that you take a look at their website. I publish their communiques that come out, you know, every few weeks. But basically, you can go to their website, which is T. It starts with a T, and the rest of it is Dark Cabal. And I forget that it's actually linked on my blog. So if you go to my website and you click on Carrie's blog, you'll see their latest communique on there, number 22, I believe it is. And take a gander at what they are investigating and what they're trying to expose. The reason I'm suggesting this to you is because in your position that you may have access to kind of getting the word out about what they're talking about, and they are trying to sort of save the system, if you will, in a certain way and clear it of a lot of the negativity and the graft and the insidious things that are going on financially in this country and even around the world, but really specifically with regard to the USA. So it's possible that some of their information might hit home with you simply because of your family connection.
I've been so curious about them, so thank you. I'll definitely
okay. Great. And then let's see. We've got some other questions in here. Okay. I'm not sure. Let's see. Did they bring Ophicus? Does that name mean anything to you? To the public for a reason. Was it information from the good or bad?
Did they bring
I have
what?
No idea who that is.
Hmm.
Ophicus? Doesn't, maybe I'm saying it wrong, but that doesn't sound familiar. Sorry, I don't know who they're talking about.
I just want to say that there's an incredible amount of deception that comes at us externally, and it's really a time of internal work more than external, like trying to figure out everything on the external. But all that information needs to be talked about and discussed, but ultimately we need to know ourselves so we can discern truth from fiction.
Okay, absolutely. What about, let's see, is there anything in terms of your mission that you feel that you have not yet accomplished and that you feel perhaps that is yet to even be uncovered? In other words, because it seems you're quite vocal about your mission, but I'm just curious whether or not you feel that there's any areas that are sort of yet to emerge for yourself.
Absolutely. I feel like I'm barely scratching the surface when I even speak. And, I mean, there's just a lot more. But it's also a natural unfolding process, something that I can't necessarily speed up. I definitely want, you know, more forums to speak at. I would love to be, you know, on coast to coast. I mean, I think that this needs to reach wider audiences because this really does connect to Eisenhower's legacy. It also connects to Sophia and things that have been exiled and forgotten and hidden that exist within all of us that we need to awaken to upgrade our DNA, to resolve the junk DNA, to activate our kundalini so that we can liberate ourselves. And I think there's a lot that's being shared, but I do feel there's a missing link in the information that I have. And so I feel I have barely really scratched the surface. You know, I'm dealing with pretty small audiences. I'm not trying to seek fame either. I would do it with a blind, you know, I'd do it behind a curtain. I don't care. The point is the information I would like to get out there more. And then, of course, on a planetary level, I would like some of my dreams to come to fruition, which have to do with blowing whistles. And it's funny, I didn't know the term whistleblower when I had these dreams, that if we each play our own tune, it deactivates the robotic world and actually it self-destructs. And so, you know, there's a lot I want to do as far as doing sacred site tours, doing sound frequency healings on particular points that they've done a lot of dark rituals and have infected the grid lines. That I haven't gotten going yet.
Okay.
There's so much I can't even begin to say, but at least sure. I've started, and I do have some momentum going.
Okay, absolutely. Now, someone is clarifying this Ophicus, and I don't, again, I don't know how you pronounce it, but I'm getting more than one message here in the chat in regard to it. Apparently, it's somewhere in the Dark Rift, and they've added it to the astrology.
Yeah, I don't pay that much attention to it. I do astrology readings, and to me, it's just a, it's like you can't change the whole wheel because something else is added in, because all those other zodiac houses and signs are in the sky and where they belong. Another dimension's been added to it, but it superimposes itself on top of it. It doesn't make everything different. So, okay, I think it was between the houses of, or the signs of Sagittarius and Scorpio. So somebody finds, oh, their real birth date is linked to this new sign. They should just add the energies of it to what is already there, because Scorpio and Sagittarius are still where they're supposed to be. There's just another energy that is added to it. That's how I see it, because the wheel has not changed. The zodiac signs have not changed. There's just more added to it. Even the Vedic astrology has more signs.
And apparently you do astrological readings for people. Is that correct?
Yeah, and clairvoyant readings and tarot. And I also do workshops to help people understand what the tarot is really about, which I'm so glad you touched upon, so that people know what they're dealing with.
And what deck do you use?
I use the Mother piece mostly because it's circular and it's really gentle. But I've also used the Toss deck, I just really like this deck. I'm not really into the Aleister Crowley thing, but I'm into turning the inversion of all the sacred symbols upright again and into their proper expression. So those are the decks I use. I use a deck called the Transformation deck. I've dabbled with a bunch of different decks over time, but right now mostly the Mother piece, because it's circular. It gives us a wide range of experience with one card rather than it's either reverse or upright, which is, to me, is duality. It's either up or down. I like circles because everything is a circle.
Okay, yes, and I'm familiar with the Thoth deck or Thoth deck, however you want to say, and find it quite fascinating. Okay, well, that's very interesting. In terms of the, let me see, have you ever come across, let's say, family documents or hidden relics or things of that nature that that reveal truth to you, or in terms of documentation, et cetera, from your great grandfather?
No, but my mom did write.
Hello? Okay, it looks like, did we get disconnected? Can people hear me? We've lost Laura, and I'm being told that I can be heard. So I'm very sorry. Hope Laura could be picked up again by the engineers there. I'm not sure what's going on here. Yes, I am on the air. So I'm assuming that I'm on the air. I don't know what happened to Laura. That was a very interesting question, and she got disconnected just as I asked it. So I do want to draw attention to that for the people that are listening. A lot of people don't realize, but I do ask questions because I get intuitive takes and intuitive messages that I need to ask certain questions. Let me see if we can get, okay, we were trying to get Laura back on the line. I don't know if it's working. If you could call her on Skype, that'd be great. Okay, it doesn't look like it's going to work. Anyway, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. We've had a very interesting show here. I'm not sure what happened with Laura. I guess we'll just have to see what goes on with all of that. So if you are listening, thank you for listening today. I'd like to draw your attention to the LNN conference. If you haven't purchased it, I do hope that you will take the time to listen. It is a nearly 5 hours conference. We've had a fascinating interview today for the last 2 hours with Laura. I think it would be lovely to talk to her again in the future. I'm very sorry that she's not been able to come on here at the end of the show, and I appreciate everyone listening that has been sort of sticking with us. We only have about 3-4 minutes left, and I'm actually not really sure where to go with this at this point. other than to say that that there is a lot going on, that the indications are that my information is telling me that some of the things that are said to be going to happen in the fall are not what I guess we are going to end the show at this moment. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Why buy long-term storage and emergency preparedness dried and dehydrated foods? Well, freeze-dried and dehydrated foods can be stored just about any place and will be ready when you need it. Like in the event of a disaster that disrupts transportation, grocery stores would be empty within 3 days. Bulk food purchases really make your dollars count. Buying in bulk, your cost per pound drops significantly. And it has 7 to 30 years long-term shelf life. No refrigeration is required either, so if the power goes out, your food is still safe. And you know, studies have shown that dehydrated foods are actually substantially more nutritious than either frozen or canned foods. The loss is only 3 to 5% of the original nutritional value of the food, without added chemicals or additives, making this method of food preservation by far the best choice for natural, healthy eating. So log on to emergencypreparednessdirect.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.